Welcome to your multidimensional journey. I am Tracy Kumbera, and today your soul is discussing the full moon rebirth. Stop trying to hold it together and just shatter. This time since the solar eclipse has been some real shattering energies, and that is because in order for us to ascend into 5D and beyond, we have to let go of what is in order to create what will be. Now, that is not to say that you're going to lose your marriage and your house and your job and your family and your everything. No, shades of gray. Some things will completely fall by the wayside, like a job or a relationship, but many more things will up-level in this intense energy if you are willing to let go of what is. If you are willing to step into total faith and trust, telling your soul, telling the universe, I like where I'm at now. This feels good, but if it can be better, bring it on. You know that in different aspects of your life, your relationship, maybe your kids, your job, the state or town you live in, there's things you love and things you'd like to change. We're human. We've been creating in this dense 3D reality. There is always stuff to change. So it is love what is and open to more. So your soul is working with these intense solar energies to bring in the more, the better, the 5D, fifth dimensional. Now, if there are things you are calling in, invite them in and use your faith and trust. Believe that they can arrive. In these new energies, it can be manifested. But let's say you're in a good place. You like where you are. Or, to be honest, a lot of times it's limiting beliefs and patterns. It's fears that keep you where you are because you don't believe you can have better. You believe this is as good as you can get. So instead of asking for more, you're grateful and you hold on, white knuckling, hoping to keep what is hard earned. That doesn't work any longer in these new energies. It is time to step into your true self, to call in all of your soul energy, all of your source essence, so that you may uplevel. So as an exercise, think about what you could call in if you could have anything. Look deeply into yourself and ask yourself, what have you been accepting? What have you been resigned to? What limiting beliefs are rolling around in you? Write them down, look at them, and say no more. I can have more. I can be more. I can do more. 5D is waiting for me, and I invite it in. And if that means that I have to let go of what is, then I trust, universe, that you're bringing me more. When you are willing to let go of what is, you will see rapid changes. You will see great shifts with ease and grace. But the truth is if you are not willing to let go, if you are in fear, if you are in control, and you're not willing to let go, now is the time. These intense solar energies, your soul is going to rip it away, for they are committed to experiencing the highest and best. And you are the vehicle of the soul in this incarnation, so it will get ripped away. So rather than trying to hold it all together, just shatter. Just let it all go. Have a dark night of the soul if that's what it takes. I've had several. You do live through them. So have a dark night of the soul. If you feel it's necessary, it's not. What causes a dark night of the soul is our reluctance to let go of what our soul is trying to recycle into higher frequencies. So whether it's a dark night of the soul or a beautiful meditation where you clear it all out, let it all shatter like a piece of glass and then be the phoenix. Rise from the ashes. Rebirth yourself into the highest version. Open your arms wide and ask Spirit, take it all. Whatever I don't want, whatever I think I want, whatever I have been holding on to, go ahead and take it all, because I know I'm ready for more. I'm ready to be lifted out of the ashes of this 3D life into more of my true soul essence. I am ready. So take the time to go inward and tell yourself to let it go. And what happens when you do this exercise? You go inward, you say, okay, Spirit, you're taking it anyway, so have at it. What I want to get rid of, what I didn't think I wanted to get rid of, go ahead. Break down what is necessary. Shatter what is not serving my highest good. And what'll happen? You will enter the zero point field. When you completely shatter and there is no human self left, you're sitting there with nothing, in nothing, feeling nothing, being nothing. You are in zero point energy. You have merged with your soul. You have returned to source. Now remember, you have not completely dissolved your physical body. You are not going to cease to exist in this 3D reality you've created. It is simply a method to lose your attachments, to lose your control, to lose your tight hold on things. That's all. Stay in that zero point field. Stay there as long as you can. Feel the infiniteness of source energy. Feel how you are pure source. And as you start to come back, keep reminding yourself, I am source energy. Anything and everything is possible within source. It is already created, and I am bringing it back with me into this new life of mine. Allow yourself to be reborn in these new energies of ease and grace, of less time and space, of easier manifestations, of anything being possible. Invite it in, welcome it in. Surf those possibilities and rebirth yourself in these new frequencies. That is the way to ride the waves of ascension in this intense, tumultuous year. So the archangels have a message for you. Dearest one, what has been said is true. Know that it is time to let go of it all. That which is for your highest good will stay. And that which you may think was your highest good, but it truly wasn't, and you weren't even aware of that, that will wash away. For we are surrounding you always. We are offering you the light codes of multidimensionality, the higher frequencies for you to embody, to use in your current incarnation to raise your vibration to the level of your dreams. And understand that as you raise your vibration in this life, you radiate those frequencies out to all of your other lives within your soul sphere. So yes, you are having an impact on your other earth lives by up-leveling this one. And we are with all forms of you in all lives, assisting all of your incarnations. But we will say this one, this particular incarnation, you are in this treasured spot to be able to receive the divine archangelic light codes in order to uplevel your energy, to increase your vibration. This is the entrance point, the portal to these new frequencies. Embody them here and spread them out to your other lives. And you will see the beliefs, the patterns and the traumas from your other Earth lives, those that have been influencing this current life, you will see those fade away. Not only does their influence fade away, but in truth, your up-leveled frequency allows their actions in their life, the other form of you, to shift. By calling in more light, by utilizing the divine archangelic light codes, you will be up-leveling your other Earth lives also. That is, those of your ancestors, those of your soul self, those of all that come in contact with you in those lives. So you are doing much more than rebirthing yourself anew in this life. You are, in essence, rebirthing yourself, your ancestors, and your community in all other Earth lives. And your higher dimensional selves applaud you, for that is a very dynamic point of ascension. And you on Earth are now ready to enter that field. So remember, we are always with you. We are always assisting you. Our divine light codes are always available to you. So go into meditation, seek them out, embody them within, and allow them to raise your vibration and change your reality. With much love during this ever-changing time, remember, we are always with you. Call upon us. We are here to assist you, always.